back in the 1980s, when DNA forensic analysis was new, a crime labs needed a speck of bodily fluid, usually blood, semen, or spit, to generate a genetic profile. But in 1997, Australian scientist Roland Van Oshkott stunned the criminal justice world with the discovery that some people's DNA appeared on things that they had never touched. He called the phenomenon secondary transfer. One of his lab experiments had three people sit at a table and share a jug of juice. After 20 minutes, their hands and their chairs, juice glasses, table, and jug were swabbed and tested for genetic material. Although the volunteers never touched one another, their DNA ended up on each other's glasses and hands. Then there was the foreign DNA, profiles that didn't match any of the juice drinkers. It turned up on about half of the chairs and glasses and all over the participants' hands and the table. The only explanation? The participants had unwittingly brought with them alien genes, perhaps from the lover they had kissed that morning, the stranger with whom they had shared a bus grip, or the barista who handed them an afternoon latte. In a sense, this isn't surprising. We leave a trail of ourselves everywhere we go. One person can shed upward of 50 million skin cells a day. We also spew saliva. If we stand still and talk for 30 seconds, our DNA may be found more than a yard away. DNA is the most accurate forensic science we have. It has exonerated scores of people who have been convicted using more flawed disciplines, such as hair or bite mark analysis. Meanwhile, there have been few publicized cases of DNA mistakenly implicating someone in a crime. Nevertheless, the itinerant nature of DNA has serious implications for forensic investigations. After all, if traces of our DNA can make their way to a crime scene we've never visited, aren't we all possible suspects?